Of the more than 2 million Iraqis who have fled the violence in their country, more than half went to Iraq's western neighbor, Syria. But the influx of so many people there has made jobs in the underground economy hard to come by. So more and more refugees are heading farther west into Lebanon. Between 40,000 and 100,000 Iraqis are now there. Lebanon has had a tolerant attitude toward them, but the country has its own problems. And Iraqis are beginning to get a cool reception there, too. NPR's Deborah Amos sent this report from Beirut.
In the hills above the Lebanese capital, the pews of this Chaldean Christian church are filled with Iraqis. Some have just arrived from Baghdad. The sermon addresses the fears of these unsettled worshipers. The Lebanese priest asks, "Where are the civilized countries in the crisis in Iraq? The West does not care about you," he thunders. "They treat your lives worse than animals. To them, your lives are worth nothing." Lebanon has taken in more Iraqis running from violence than any Western country. But life is getting harder for the new arrivals.
I have read from killing.
The killing is why Firas and his wife Amal left Iraq. They are middle-aged, dressed for church, but like most Iraqis here, whatever savings they have will be gone soon.
We're just arrived here, we don't have work, we don't know what's happening here.
We need work to continue our life.
But for these refugees, working in Lebanon is illegal. The calls are from Iraqis. Samira Trad runs a non-governmental organization that provides free legal aid for refugees. They are often arrested because they've entered the country illegally, says Trad.
Most of them, they come illegally, smuggled through Syria.
Which is why Lebanese officials are unsure of how many Iraqis are in the country. The price to be smuggled from Syria to Lebanon is negotiable, says Trad, from $75 to $150 per person.
Smuggling away, it varies. It varies between who are the smugglers, how important they are, how the security they have, and it depends on the occasion.
And Trad predicts prices could rise soon because of neighboring Syria's new policy. For the first time, requiring visas for Iraqis, which effectively closes the Syrian border to them.
The business of smuggling throughout from Iraq to Syria to Lebanon to everywhere will boom.
In this neighborhood, in the Syrian capital Damascus, there's already talk among Iraqis here that Lebanon may be the place to go. Ahlam El-Jabouri says trafficking networks were in place in the 1990s, smuggling oil out of Iraq when the country was under United Nations sanctions. Now, the routes are for human beings.
They can pick you up from Baghdad through Syria, reach Lebanon without entering any city, without seeing any road. It's a huge network of smugglers. It's a mafia.
The number of Iraqis in Lebanon is reflected in the rising numbers in jail. Samira Trad tracks Iraqi detainees.
By the end of August, there were around 500.
More than half of those prisoners have returned to Iraq, says Trad. Lebanon offers Iraqi detainees arrested without legal papers the option to go home or stay in jail. Says Trad, that choice is hardly voluntary.
No, we don't think so, because here it is a situation where people are in detention, and they kept in detention after the expiry of their sentence for a long period. This is a coercive measure because there is no other way out.
A United Nations representative was in Lebanon last week to urge better protection for Iraqis. Jordan and Syria have already been overwhelmed by more than 2 million Iraqi refugees. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.